As we heard in that reflection by Father Stravinskas, negotiations are still going on with Israeli authorities so that the Cenacle may once again return to the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land. Franciscan Father David Yeager, himself an Israeli, gives us a little more background about the history of his order's care of the structure.
The Cenacle is just outside the present-day Zion Gate in Jerusalem, on top of the so-called Mount Zion, which we know as Mount Zion in Christian tradition, and is called Mount Zion today also by Jews and others, although originally, of course, Zion was something else entirely. The Franciscan fathers received the ownership of that property, which houses the Cenacle, in 1342 from the King and Queen of Naples, Robert and Sancha, who gifted it with the approval of Pope Clement VI. Thus was born legally what we know today as the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land. This was the principal residence of the Franciscan friars who had been coming to the Holy Land for over a century in order to accomplish peacefully that which the Crusaders had failed to do violently, that is, to reestablish a continuous Christian presence next to the holy places that commemorate and testify to, as it were, the great events of our redemption. So in 1342, this becomes a Franciscan house and a stable Christian Catholic shrine. The complex of the Cenacle, as you can see it today, consists essentially of the Franciscan monastery, the old Franciscan monastery, of the shrine itself, as it were, namely the room we call the Cenacle, and two smaller rooms leading off of it, notably the room of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. This was the situation until the middle of the 16th century. In the middle of the 16th century, the Ottoman Empire, which had just conquered the Holy Land and was to stay there for four centuries, confiscated the property and expelled the Franciscans from there by force. Nonetheless, to this very day, the Franciscans, on behalf of the whole Catholic Church, have never ceased to claim their property right in the place, and the principal title of the Franciscan superior in the Holy Land always remains guardian of the holy Mount Zion. At any rate, what happened to the shrine after the middle of the 16th century was that we changed hands several times, never again returned to stable Christian ownership. Finally, in 1948, at the time of the first Arab-Israeli war, it was in the possession of a family, a Muslim family from that area. And on that ground was seized by Israeli authorities as the property of absentees, of refugees, and made into property of the state. So since then, this area legally has been property of the state. However, in keeping with earlier practice, the state has made commitments to make it possible for Christian pilgrims and other visitors to visit the shrine, and has recognized the Catholic Church, the Franciscan Fathers of the Holy Land, as the partner with whom to dialogue about all matters, the exclusive partner with whom to dialogue about all matters regarding the shrine. And there are also established practices of worship at the shrine. Twice a year, and only twice a year, there are Catholic liturgical pilgrimages to the shrine. On Holy Thursday in the afternoon, and on the day of Pentecost. Other than that, the shrine cannot be used for Catholic worship because it is state property. As a rule, in accordance with its commitments, the government keeps the shrine open most of the day, most days. And it is on practically, I think, all Catholic pilgrim groups' schedule to visit it. Next to it, in the 20th century, the Franciscans were able to build a new religious house and a new chapel where pilgrim groups may celebrate Mass as well. It's right adjacent. It's contiguous with the shrine. It's right adjacent to it. And so mostly Mass is celebrated and other services are held in this new chapel, which is called the Chapel of St. Francis ad Cenaculum, next the cenacle. Nonetheless, Catholics have never ceased to pray for the possibility of recovering the shrine itself. Something very extraordinary took place when the servant of God, John Paul II, came to Jerusalem on pilgrimage in the Jubilee year 2000. The civil authorities made it possible for him to celebrate Mass in the cenacle itself. For all I know, it could be the first time in all those centuries, since the middle of the 16th century, that Mass was solemnly and publicly and officially celebrated in the place of the Last Supper. There were many hopes at around that time that the government would take advantage of the occasion offered by the Holy Father's pilgrimage and announce the handing back of the shrine to the Church, to the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land. There was much expectation. I remember one leading Italian newspaper published it as an accomplished fact that this is what is happening. Of course, unhappily, for whatever reason, this did not take place. And Catholics the world over have never ceased to pray and call for the return of the cenacle to being a shrine, in use, to being a church, a Catholic holy place of worship, supremely the place of worship, of Eucharistic worship, of course.
And a warm thanks there to Franciscan Father David Yeager.